Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Rashawn Evans sitting down at our broadcast site live from Nissan Stadium, Titans first round pick. Rashawn, great to have you on, man.
Thank y'all for having me.
How long did you keep your pads on after the championship game?
I would say for about half of the night. Eventually, I had to take it off because my mom, she got mad at me because I was kind of stinging up the whole hotel.
You wore them back at the hotel?
I did. Actually, the bus driver, he was kind of looking at me crazy because he was like, well, you're kind of full padded right now, so I don't know how you're going to be able to sit next to some of the guys who are not. So, but, yeah, I definitely did that. I was like, I might as well go ahead and wear my stuff until I can't anymore.
I thought that was a sign of how much you love the game.
Yeah.
You didn't want to leave.
At all.
I mean, your career was over, but you didn't want it to be over, so you wanted it to last as long as possible.
Yeah,
type of feeling?
It's funny because, you don't really hear about a lot of guys doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to take it back to, my younger days where I used to do stuff like that. I used to go to sleep in my helmet and football pads, and my mom would literally wake me up in the middle of the night and be like, you need to take all this stuff out. You're going to wake up and be sore because your head and neck is all different type of ways because of the helmet. So, but yeah, I took it back to that, man. But I would say, man, just from that whole moment, it was amazing.
Well, we talked about you winning the national championship last year. We haven't talked about that game specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, Georgia, and Atlanta is about as Southern as it gets. And
absolutely,
that game lived up to the hype. What was it like just going through the swings of emotion in that game and the buildup, knowing that you were facing off against the former Alabama defensive coordinator?
Oh, man, that whole situation, that whole moment, and I mean, it was a roller coaster ride. The fact that Kirby was a guy that, I personally felt like, he was pretty close to me, and, being able to go against him and him knowing so much, not only about what we do, because he was the one calling it, but knowing the personnel, knowing the people that were out there playing. So I basically knew that whole week he had game planned us so well that we kind of knew he was going to throw some big punches at us. And just for us getting ready for that game, we knew it was going to be probably one of the hardest games we've ever faced since I've been there, because, both sides knew each other so well. And but I think that's what made that game that more significant because of that.
And did you feel like you knew his team the
Absolutely.
Same way? Not necessarily knowing the personnel,
yeah,
but they were doing a lot of the same things you guys were.
No doubt. And just from the coaches and, a couple of the players that we knew from, all of the camps that we've been able to attend, we just know a lot of those guys that were in that game. And, it was almost like a rivalry almost because everybody knew everybody.
Rashawn Evans, our guest here on the Midday 180. What has life been like so far as an NFL player for you?
Oh, it's been great. I'm still kind of getting used to a bigger city. I'm from a small town in Auburn, Auburn, Alabama. So me getting used to a bigger city, there's a lot more traffic, but, that's always a good thing, man. You got people out there that attend so many different events, and, it's exciting for me.
I've heard that if you're not practicing football, not thinking about football, you live at Topgolf. Is that
absolutely
accurate?
Yes.
That's new to the city, man. So
yeah,
you may find us there too.
Look, if I would tell anybody, if you see me, come holler at me. But yeah, Topgolf is my thing right now. I actually just got into it just this year.
You got to get an endorsement deal with Topgolf.
Yeah.
Endorsement I've ever heard of. Topgolf.
I mean, show me some love or something, man. I would be there every day.
You mentioned you're from Auburn, Alabama, Auburn High School.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the first player to go to Alabama from Auburn.
Yeah.
But is it that common? You won't be the last player either.
After me, I will definitely say that I won't. It was just a situation where, when I went there, man, I had to really just, make the best decision for me. But
Do you feel the pressure of Auburn University? Auburn?
Absolutely. Like, I think any guy coming out of Auburn, Auburn High School, and, Auburn literally being like 5 minutes away from the high school,
that's
a lot of pressure. So, and then, too, just the fact that we're in the South, man, football is everything to everybody. It's their lives. And, You know, that's something that I expected. You know, with me going against the grain like that, I knew exactly what was going to happen. I had already planned it in my head. My mom and dad had talked about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, I think that's what, you know, makes this game great, man. Just the, you know, there's so much passion in this game that, you know, some people can get either mad, they can get sad, or they can even be happy about it, the fact that they got a guy at Auburn.
Your role model growing up, at least I think, was DeMarcus Ware.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Auburn,
but you
never met him until this past month, right?
Yes.
You met him in Dallas for the first time. What was that like for you?
It was nice. It was quick, though. I didn't really get a chance to really talk to him. I'm pretty sure I will in the near future, but, you know, just seeing him in person and being able to shake his hand, man, that was an amazing moment for me because, you know, I had knew about him my whole career, you know, playing football, and, you know, he had played a position that I had kind of started out with as I got out of high school, which was, you know, a rush type guy, and, you know, he was the best at it. So, you know, a lot of times I will try to implement my game after him. And not only just the stuff that he does on the field, but off the field things as well. You know, he's a great guy. And, you know, anybody that comes out of Auburn High School and in that situation would love to be like him.
I always like to think about what I would ask someone that's a hero of mine or someone I look up to if I had a chance to ask them one question.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance to really talk to DeMarcus Ware or someone you looked up to playing, mm-hmm. coaching, whatever, let's go with DeMarcus Ware specifically. What's the one question you want to ask him about his game that maybe could help you?
I would say I wouldn't ask it too much about his game. I would ask him more about what did he do in order to stay in the game as long as he did. I think that's one thing I would kind of want to pick his brain about because I know that's you know, it's very rare for a lot of guys to play as long as he did and play as good as he did for so long. So that's probably one of the main things I would ask him.
Rashawn Evans, our guest, what have the first conversations been like with some of the vets in the locker room with you, with Arakpo, Morgan, and others?
Really just us just really kind of getting to know each other. You know, when you go into a locker room, everybody's from, you know, so many different places and, you know, have so many different personalities. But I think the locker room right now is just really us just getting that chemistry. I think the X's and O's are going to come, you know, just off the bat because we're constantly doing football. But when you get to really know somebody and, you know, when you're not on that field and you really know somebody, like, you know, personally, it's a lot different.
I like what you said, too, right after the draft. You said, look, I want them to know they can count on me. Whenever they need a play, whenever something's going on, if I'm on the field, they can count on me.
No doubt.
I think that will ring volumes with the vets because I think they're looking for that, right?
Absolutely. And just to be able to have a younger guy come in and, you know, actually try to be – It's up to speed as possible to them on their level because that's just something that they expect. They have high expectations for whoever it is that comes into the game, regardless if you're a young guy or older guy. You know, they want a guy that's going to be in there that they can trust and, you know, be able to get a job done.
But I'm sure, as you've seen, not always warm and fuzzy with veterans, with rookies coming in, especially first-round picks.
It isn't.
What's your approach as you go in the locker room? Is it don't speak until spoken to? Mm-hmm. Do you keep your head down? How do you go about it with dealing with vets?
Yeah, the way I went into it, man, I was like, you know what, I'm going to just, you know, show respect. I think that's the number one thing. A lot of those guys have, you know, really done so many different things to get the respect that they have. You know, there's some Pro Bowlers in there, for sure. Guys that can play the game the way it's supposed to be played. And, you know, for me, I feel like I can learn so much from those guys. I think I said this yesterday, would, you know, make sure that I listen first and speak second. That's the model that I got right now, man. And really not just kind of being a guy that's standoffish, really kind of just asking these guys to let them know that, you know, I'm really trying to, you know, be a guy that they can count on. And not only that, I'm not just a guy that's, you know, thinks he's the hot shot just because he's a, you know, first rounder rookie.
Is it any different than when you got to Alabama with all the success they were having when you're a freshman there?
Oh, no doubt. I think for any guy that's coming into a new organization, I think you want to kind of let everybody know that you're there to learn. You know, regardless of, you know, how you came in, I think the number one thing is just to put the work in and, you know, earn the respect from the people that are already there.
You get that work ethic from your parents?
Absolutely, yeah.
You call them hardcore people.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Hardcore people, they're real. My mom, she has been... I would say out of my mom and dad, she's the most realist because she, regardless of how good I do, she always finds something that's wrong in my game. My dad sort of does the same thing, but he kind of gives me more of like a, you know, softer side to understand that, you know, just play the next play. You know, Just because you did it that one play, you messed up that one play, you always have another opportunity to play the next play to, you know, continue to do what you've been doing.
Did you and your brother Alex have a laugh after the press conference that you had where you had to answer all the questions about chasing horses?
Yes, yes. Matter of fact, I kind of figured that they were going to ask me questions about that.
Because it turned into that.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of it's unique because I don't know too many people that have actually done that. But, you know, it was something that, you know, my brother had brought to me, and I just was like, you know, I'm going to implement this in my workout.
Is he younger or older?
He's younger than me.
Okay, and he wanted to do this because it helped his speed.
Yes.
The horse's name was Aladdin, I think.
Yes.
You would chase this horse and try to catch this horse. You never did, though.
I never caught him, but he did.
Is there not some fear of getting kicked by the horse as you're chasing it, as it's galloping?
Yeah, you know, well, I think the funny thing about horses, man, I mean, anybody that's a horse lover, they know that, you know, when you're around a horse and you're constantly around it, it starts to learn you, and you kind of develop that chemistry. Horses are very smart animals, so... you know, sometimes when you chase horses, they kind of know that you're trying to chase them. You're just playing with them.
Yeah.
You know, at times it would be times I would just chase them like on like bicycles and stuff like that. Just do something crazy, man. It was wild, man. Cause I'm a true country boy. So, I mean, I'm all off the wall with it.
You know, Rocky chased a chicken. He tried to catch a chicken. Is there another animal on your hit list now that you're going to try to catch next?
Chris
Johnson raced a cheetah.
Yeah, he did.
At one point.
It didn't go well.
No,
my thing is, I'm more of, I have to get the job done. So until I catch the horse, I can't move
He's
on.
He's still working on that.
I'm still working on that, man. But when I do, I promise you, y'all will be the first one to know.
Did you grow up on a farm?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I had chickens, ducks, horses, We had a mule at one point. Yeah.
Instead of to catch a predator, Rashawn Evans to catch a horse. I'm telling you, this is a great TV show idea. I'd watch that series every week, building to catching the horse.
Yes.
Rashawn, it's been great to have you on, man.
Thank y'all, man.
You've been making a lot of these events happen with some of the season ticket holders. You know, last night, a big event today with the National Sports Council. So enjoy it.
Thank you, man. I will.
Hey, by the way, the NFL draft coming here next year. Do you see that?
I did not know that.
Yes. They announced that today.
They did.
Yep.
Okay, I might have to make another appearance.
Yeah, they announced that Nashville's going to host the NFL draft next year, so we're excited about that.
You know
the magnitude of that.
Yes, what are the odds? And I think that's going to be exciting. I think the city deserves it, and, you know, what better city to have it in?
That's right. Rashawn, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Titans, first-round draft pick, Rashawn Evans joining us here at our broadcast site.